From Love and Radio, you're listening to The Secrets Hotline at 929 Secrets. I'm Nick Vander Kolk.
My secret is that I have a really bad obsession with doing my hair. I think the one way that my mental illness really manifests in a crazy way, just because I have really bad OCD and really bad obsessive thoughts. Once I tell myself that I'm going to do something with my hair, I have to do it. That's also why I have really short hair and why I shave my head all the time. But this past round, I was trying to grow my hair out. I fucked up. I bleached it, cut it, bleached it again, and cut it more, bleached again. I have these sores on my head, and they're really gross. I feel bad, and I also feel ugly. It just feels like a high for sure. It's like adrenaline, and I feel so shitty after. And so I think I might just shave my head again, even though I told myself the last time was the last time, which was like a year ago. But I can't stop. I'm a cosmetologist too, and people, I think, just chalk it up to me being in the profession. I shave my head as a punishment to deny myself having hair. I don't think there's like a therapy or a group or a way to get sober from that, from doing one's hair, because it's not really thought of as an addiction. But the amount of time and money and effort and pain and thought that goes in, sorry, I'm playing with my cat, that goes into doing my hair is not normal. And I know it's not normal. And I've never met anyone who does the same thing. And my ability to stop is zero. Once I start it, I can't stop. I know I won't stop. Okay, bye.
Hey, Nick, please change my voice to a woman's voice. I'm sorry that I'm using my normal phone and it'll sound weird, but that's okay. 3 years ago, I came out to a bunch of my friends and my coworkers as being non-binary. I've always had a really weird relationship to gender. I've never felt like I fit in with people of my gender. Learning about non-binary people, trans people and stuff, I felt so much resonance with that feeling of not belonging through lockdown and stuff, especially through the pandemic, and really feeling this way. I felt like that was me. But the thing is, after a few years of being out and people kind of changing their perspective of me and changing the way they talk to me, I realized that I'm not non-binary. I'm just what I am. My secret is, well, that, but I'm so nervous and afraid of coming back out to people and taking it back, I guess. There are some people where it's like, I'll just be ashamed because I'll look confused. And there are other people, I think they're gonna be really upset. Like my friends who are very left and my queer friends. Obviously, a bunch of them won't care. But some of them, I know when I tell them, they're gonna be, you know, disappointed. I don't know what's been going on for me to feel that way and what made me change the way that I feel, but I just realized that I'm me. I can't control the way that people perceive me. They look at me and they see what they see. And all I can do is just do my best to be comfortable with what I look like and how I carry myself in the world. But other people are just gonna see me, how they do. And I can't do anything about that. I can't force, like, a title or an identity on people who don't know me. I have to let go of that. I just have to be myself. I have to be more confident and loving to myself. And the more that I do that, the less that it matters what pronouns people use for me, or how I want to be seen. The more I let go of all of that stuff, the more like myself I really feel. I've been nervous about sharing the secret for a really long time. All right. Bye!
Hey there, it's Nick. I'd just like to take a moment to thank this episode's sponsor, Miracle Made. Your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality. So if you find that you often wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some five-star hotels. Go to trymiracle.com/secrets to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save 40%. And if you use my promo code secrets at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. You can upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/secrets and use the code secrets to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/secrets to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for supporting the Secrets Hotline. Okay, back to the show.
My sister passed away in 2012 of colon cancer, my older sister. And that was a hard blow to our entire family, my mom and dad and I. We're a very small family. My dad passed away this past December. It was kind of unexpected. It's a very beautiful passing. It was just, we had a great connection and very sad, and I'm grieving with that. With me and my mother now, and my mother and I have always been very, very close. Over the past 10 or so years since my sister passing, our family's kind of fallen apart a little bit. My parents had a lot of grief from the passing of their daughter, my sister, and my mother didn't handle it very well. She went back to an addiction problem she had back in her youth, on top of all of her health issues, which put her in and out of the hospital. She had many near-death experiences, but always managed to come out on top because, frankly, her stubbornness, her will to live. With the passing of my father, it's now just her and me. I'm now responsible for her care. Because she's so stubborn, she's a former charge nurse in the ER. It has made her very difficult to manage because she wants to take care of herself and she's unable to. She doesn't see that though. She wants to live in her house. She wants no outside care. She wants no assisted living. And when I tell her this puts weight on my shoulders to take care of her, she says, no one's asking you to. I can do this on my own. But she can't. The result is whenever something happens, I have to flee where I live, which is 7 hours away driving, and take care of her. And it really upset my life. If we had a plan in place, she could probably be safer and we could have less of these instances, but she's refusing all of that. So we've had many, many arguments to the point where our relationship is now completely broken. She never listens to me. She thinks I'm controlling and we just cannot communicate anymore. Finally, after many different angles and getting social workers involved, ultimately still her call what she wants to do, and she wants to stay at home. And quite recently, I've made peace with that. I've said to myself, this is her show now. I'm leaving her alone, and it won't go well. I know this. I know it won't go well. And I guess my secret is I have a weird sense of relief knowing that I no longer can control the situation. It's in her hands. And when that day comes where she does fall or hurt herself in her house, she will have to go into a nursing home or some type of assisted living situation. That is the only way that she'll get the care that she needs, but she has to somehow back into it in this weird way. And it sucks to leave your mother, your elderly feeble mother alone, and know that there will come a point where you have to step in and take control. I just want to let people know out there who are going through something similar. If you are an only child, if you have elderly parents, especially those who refuse care and don't listen to you, incredibly stubborn parents, it sucks because you're looking out for them, but they don't see that. You sometimes just have to let them make those bad decisions. You know your parents better than anyone else. I've had many people tell me what I'm supposed to do and what I should be doing. But after lots of sleepless nights and talking to many different people, talking to the social workers, this is the plan that works for her. I think the relief of leaving her alone is a weird feeling, but that's my secret, is that I just have a sense of relief finally, but it's a weird sense of relief because I'm letting go in some way.
Hi, Nick. My secret is that I fell out of love with my boyfriend, and I haven't told him yet. We've been dating for just over a year and some few months. And I guess, as the kids are calling it these days, I got the ick. I knew I could not love this man. We were on a flight on Christmas Day going to visit some of my best friends across the country. There was a woman who was seated a few rows behind us who, when the plane landed, she was trying to get off quickly. She started to try and jump line. And as she passed my boyfriend, who was sitting in the aisle seat, I think her roller bag grazed his leg, and as she was trying to push in front of him, he stood up and blocked her way and took down his bag and looked at me for like this, I don't know, like solidarity. And I just turned away and put my noise canceling headphones on. In that moment, I knew I could never love this man. He said, you know, it's just like she's just getting off 5 seconds quicker than everyone else. What does it matter? And I think that's the exact same excuse I give back to him. It's just 5 or 6 seconds. Why does it matter that you make someone's day a little bit worse? We're all flying on Christmas Day. But yeah, now it's April and I haven't told him that my feelings have changed. And I don't know when I will, but that's my secret for now. Thanks, Nick.
Hi, Nick. I just listened to the episode with the woman who called in.
I'm just like kind of waiting by my phone for him to text me, and he is not.
I'd like to address her directly. First of all, caller, thank you so much for sharing how you're feeling right now. I was really moved listening to hearing you call us in that really vulnerable place. And I want to tell you that you are not stupid for falling in love. And you are not stupid for loving this man from far away. Romantic love is really powerful, and it can be a really creative fuel. I was thinking when I was listening to you talk about it of medieval troubadours. Troubadours were these poets and musicians and artists. They would choose a beautiful, noble lady that they would set their romantic sights on. And the key was that they would love them from far away and never actually make romantic contact with them. It would keep them in this state of longing and love to fuel the work that they had to make. Romance is a powerful thing, and it's beautiful that you used it to fuel your life up until this point. But I also want to say that I'm really sorry that he hasn't reached out to you since you had the encounter. You seem like a really loving person. I think that you should give yourself some of that love because you deserve it. You deserve somebody who makes you feel like you're sexy and that you're enough. And honestly, if this guy is actually judging you based on shallow shit like how much money you make or, you know, doesn't dig the way that you look, then I think that you dodged a major bullet. I will tell you now. Thank you again. Bye.
Hi, Nick. I am calling in response to the Jewish Zionist caller whose message you just played on your most recent episode. I think that the key to this person's misunderstanding is in their attitude about having no patience for their fellow Jewish community who are questioning the roots of Israel, questioning everything that they have been taught. If you're not willing to at least look at who you are, how you're taking up space in the world, that's a problem. And nearly 40,000 people have died because of this problem. It's not going to go away by just digging your head in the sand. The state of Israel makes Jews everywhere, all over the world, less safe. If you're not willing to examine that, then you're a part of the problem. My secret is that I'm scared. I'm a Jewish person, and I wake up in the middle of the night having nightmares about Palestine, and I see people covered in the gray dust, the rubble that we're witnessing online, people carrying children and loved ones covered in blood and gray rubble, and they appear in my dreams at least two or three nights a week. Thanks for making space.
Hi, Nick. I'm a longtime listener, and I just wanted to say, this isn't really a secret, more feedback for you, but opinions about the Israel-Gaza conflict are not secrets. Anyway.
Hey, Nick. Unfortunately, this is no secret. I'm wondering what happened to all the good secrets. A guy calling in about Gaza and Hamas. You know, I agree with it, but what's the secret there? The other girl who just was blah, blah, blah. And come on, we need some, you know, toothbrush used in sexual ways. Let's not bring politics into this show. It's such a good show. Next thing you know, we'll be talking about religion as a secret.
My secret is that I come from a very religious, conservative background. I think that I am bisexual, and I could probably never go through with it because I would lose my whole family as a result. Thank you.
That's it for the Secrets Hotline, for now. We're off next week, but I'll be back on May 2nd. In the meantime, if you have a secret you want to share, I want to hear from you. You can call 929-SECRETS, leave a message at secretshotline.org, or record a voice note and email contact at secretshotline.org. If you change your mind for whatever reason, just contact me within 24 hours and I'll make sure your call doesn't go into the podcast. No stress. And if you can, find a quiet place to record and don't use a speakerphone or hands-free device. The quality of the call is much better when you don't. This episode featured the music of Zeroshi, Las Hermanas, and Zao. Check the show notes for the playlist. Our end theme is by Steven Jackson. The Secrets Hotline is a labor of love and radio and made possible thanks to you. Your support makes this show possible, and I'm deeply grateful for it. Thank you. The Secrets Hotline is a labor of love and radio and made possible thanks to our subscribers. If you want to join the group of fine, beautiful people who make this show possible, go to loveandradio.org/member to support us on Patreon. Or if you use Apple Podcasts, just subscribe right in the app. You'll be supporting a show you love and get access to special ad-free extended episodes. I'm Nicholas Sardine Punch Punch Vanderkolk. Thanks for listening, Abby.